Good morning. You are tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke, and I'm in the studio this morning with three guests. Kenley Jackson is the director of the... Can you fill it in for me, Kenley? I can
sure,
never get it
I'm
right.
The program director of the Sitka Fine Arts Camp.
Thank you. I'm sorry about that. She is here with two of the fellows from the Sitka Fellows Program, Emily Karras, who is a poet, and Sam Silbiger, who is a playwright. Thank you all three for coming in this morning to talk about your time here in Sitka as fellows, mostly Emily and Sam. That's what we'll be chatting about. Why don't I start with you, Sam? I guess one of the things I'm curious about whenever I meet an artist is how did they kind of, what led them to that kind of, how did you become a playwright?
Sure. Journey was kind of windy. I was doing a lot of work in theater in various roles, stage managing and interning and being a production assistant, that sort of thing, directing. And what I discovered was that the actual creation of story was what interested me more than facilitating stories that other people were producing. And I started to discover these topics of interest that I had and how they could be sort of best expressed through plays. So I sat down and I said, self, I'm going to teach you to write plays. And so I have been working now for about 3.5 years, just sort of on my own, producing scripts and self-producing and having readings all around New York where I live. So,
wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that's sort of interesting. I'm curious, what was it about wanting to tell stories? Like, I think that's such a particular thing that drew you to playwriting. Like, did you see that there was an absence of a certain type of story or just that you had a story you wanted to share that you didn't have out there? Or what was it that kind of drew you to that aspect?
I think it was a combination of things. Seeing a lot of experimental work and not seeing certain stories represented was certainly part of it. And also, I don't know, just personally going through a period of time where I was discovering a lot of things about myself, queerness included, and that's sort of what I'm interested in writing about, is sort of different offbeat, untold stories that you know, other queer folks might look at and say, oh, I know exactly what you're talking about, but like, I've never seen that story on stage. And just talking to people and sharing these things reinforced, I guess, the fact that when those stories get out there and they get told, people seem to come together. So it seemed like a noble cause to put those stories out there.
Well, I want to chat more about your work currently, but before we do that, I would like to hear a little bit, Emily, about kind of your journey to becoming a poet.
Sure. Narrative, I think, and expression were huge in my family. So my sister's a writer also. And I think what attracts me to poetry is the way in which it can kind of crystallize a moment. And so I love like turning what I see and what I hear and characters into a kind of nuggetized thing, which is often a poem. I just took a lot of poetry books into my room as a child and just like soaked them up and was just transformed, I think, in the experience of reading something so lush and beautiful and intent on making language lush and beautiful. So yeah, that's my sort of experience.
So it sounds like since a young age you've been,
since high school.
Okay.
Wrote all through undergrad and now I'm in graduate school and I'm consumed by the world that's created in a poem.
I like your nuggetized
version. Even though the things I write now are not nuggetized.
So do you usually write longer poetry or short nuggets?
I think I started writing mostly extremely short poems, and now I've worked on longer serial projects that are, you know, would look like a short story length.
Okay.
Project. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe we can just continue with you and find out what the work is you're doing now while you're here in Sitka.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been working on a lot of invented form. So I'm excited about like inventing formal poetry and working with classical forms to kind of change them and make them newer. So I've been working on a series of poems that play with form, and also revising and working on new poems that think about Jewish history and the Holocaust, and my family and family documents that we have, and sort of intergenerational grief and melancholy. And
it's a rich world.
Yeah.
There's plenty to write about.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That sounds wonderful. And I hope that the space here in Sitka provides you with the, I don't know, the inspiration to tackle some of those things.
Yeah, thank you.
Sam, what about you? What are you currently working on while you're here in Sitka?
Several diverse projects, I think. One primarily is dealing with polyamorous relationships. So kind of along that queer track, thinking about what the mechanics of, I don't know, people who date or love or are involved with more than one partner. Mm-hmm. That's of interest to me. And I'm also revising and working on a play about a six-year-old who is going through the process of questioning their gender, and without the language to fully express that, like letting other people know that that's the experience they're having. And so the play is about finding language and expressing oneself in that way. Those are kind of the two main things. Influenced, I guess, by research into the history of sexuality and sort of what was going on in Europe and specifically Germany around like 1928, 1929, that sort of era, and how that contributed to sort of the creation of this community, I guess, this queer community.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And people who are listening might have a chance to mm-hmm. listen to some of these projects, some of this work that you both are working on while you're here in Sitka. There's going to be a reading event that maybe Kenley, you could tell us about.
Sure. Yeah. So if you're listening and would like to hear more, next Thursday, August 9th at 7 o'clock in the Yaw Art Center on the Sitka Fine Arts campus, the four fellows, so Sam and Emily are two of the four, are all going to be sharing their work. So come on by. It'll be a creative evening, and lots of different samples will be shared, I think. So
that's great.
That's a wonderful time.
And we were chatting a little bit beforehand. It sounds like maybe you're not totally sure what exactly the evening, what you'll be presenting yet at the evening, but potentially on some of these topics that we've been chatting about now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, one thing, we just have a couple of minutes left. But one thing that I'm curious about, and I wonder if others out there are curious about, a big part of this program is that you're sort of provided the time and space to do your artistic work. And I'm curious what that process is. You know, many of us who read or enjoy art, we see the final product, but we don't necessarily know what the artist did along the way to get there. So what is... maybe Emily, you want to start briefly with just kind of what is the process then of being a poet and having all this time to yourself?
Yeah, I think the thing that I've learned the most recently is how intimately my reading practice is connected to my writing practice. So actually I spend most mornings just reading. And so that really looks like picking up poets that I'm really excited about and seeing what they're doing, but also research, actually, and researching, at least for me, researching various aspects of the Holocaust. And so it's intensely reading for me to be able to come to a place where I can actually get down and write a poem. I think people assume that you just like go into the computer and you're like, here's a poem. And it really doesn't work like that. For me, at least.
Right.
Yeah.
At what point do you switch from the reading part to the writing part, or how do you go about that part of it?
I usually free write sort of in between. So I'll have all this stuff that I've read in the morning. I'll free write a little bit, and then I will start to go to the page.
Right.
I mean, I have really like directed projects at this point. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, it's very clear kind of what I'm going to go to when I get to the writing process.
Okay. Yeah. And Sam, briefly for you, what's the process like?
It's very similar, I think. Okay. I spend a lot of my morning reading. Lately, it's been mostly historical, so reading a lot of like Christopher Isherwood and Auden and sort of contemporary historical accounts of that time period that I mentioned and, you know, queer history, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And then usually have lunch, and then we'll usually go to the back door and sit there for a good long time and write all afternoon. And then I also, I feel like, derive a lot of inspiration and a lot of energy in writing plays from interacting with people. So then, I mean, I think all of our experience has been interesting to meet people in town and spend time together and hear their stories and, you know, go out for drinks and, you know, mm-hmm. just spend time together and get to know other people. So that's another critical part of my process. But
excellent.
Yeah, those are sort of the three phases.
I'm glad to hear that the back door is part of your experience, your artistic process.
Major part of the artistic process.
Great. Well, thank you, Sam and Emily and Kenley, for all coming in this morning. And for those of you just tuning in, I've been chatting with Sam Silbiger and Emily Karras, both members of the Sitka Fellows Program that are here in Sitka for about a month. And you can catch them on Thursday, August 9th. At Kenley?
At 7 o'clock.
At 7 o'clock. And also?
Also, if you want to experiment with the playwriting process, Sam is doing a workshop on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock in the Yaw Art Center on the Sitka Fine Arts campus. And it's designed for teens and adults. There's no charge. Just show up and have a good time.
All levels of experience. You do not have to know how to write plays at all.
Wonderful.
Novice.
Okay, that's great to know. And Kenley, could you share with us a phone number people could call?
Sure, 747-3085 at the Sitka Fine Arts Camp.
Great. Thank you all for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.